How come you didn't tell me?
Tell you what?
That you knew karate.
You never ask.
The man known as Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movies has died. 73-year-old actor and comic Pat Morita died at his home in Las Vegas yesterday. During his career, Morita became the first Japanese-American to headline in Las Vegas and the first to have his own, if short-lived, television series, Mr. T and Tina. But Morita's early life was anything but funny. Day-to-Day's Steve Proffitt has this remembrance.
He was born Noriyuki Morita in California, the son of Japanese-American fruit workers. And at the age of 2, Morita was diagnosed with spinal tuberculosis. He spent most of his childhood in hospitals, only to be released to an internment camp where his family was detained during World War II. After high school, he got a job in an aerospace plant, and somehow, in the early 60s, when he was 30, he made the transition to stand-up comic, one of the first Japanese Americans to do so. Soon he was playing Playboy clubs and opening for acts in Las Vegas.
The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are
ours. But it was the role of Arnold, the goofy malt shop owner on the 1970s sitcom Happy Days, that secured him a place in the American culture. The transition from that image to the austere and wise Mr. Miyagi was about as big a jump as any actor has been asked to make.
To be able to play these aspects became a challenge because I knew I couldn't live like Miyagi.
In 1984, when the first of the three Karate Kid movies was released, Pat Morita told NPR's Andy Lyman that he was intrigued by the storyline and by the chance to play the father figure to the character of a teenage boy being raised by a single mom.
I had never seen any examples in my lifetime of a Japanese guy playing a surrogate father to a Caucasian boy. So I had to try and recall how my father addressed his own son, me in this case.
In Okinawa, all Miyagi know two things, fish and karate. Karate come from China, 16th century. Called Te, hand. Much later, Miyagi ancestor called Karate, empty hand.
I always thought it came from Buddhist temples and stuff like that.
You're too much TV.
Morita received an Oscar nomination for his role as Mr. Miyagi, but to his friends he remained a funny and accessible character. Among those who remember him fondly is Gary Austin, founder of the comedy improv group The Groundlings.
He was a silly, warm, he was always right there when he was needed and just a great man.
Pat Morita went on to act in films such as Spy Hard and Honeymoon in Vegas, but his role as Mr. Miyagi was his crowning achievement, a fact he acknowledged at a ceremony shortly after the original film came out when he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
When I was a kid, I spent 9 years in a hospital, and doctors said this kid would never walk. Who would know that he would walk all his way up to an Oscar nomination and a star on the boulevard? Not a bad odyssey, my friends.
Pat Morita died of what his wife describes as natural causes at his home yesterday in Las Vegas. He was 73. Steve Proffitt, NPR News, Los Angeles.